Hi, and welcome to Prague Will Find a Way, podcast about all things progressive music. I'm Jonathan Block.
And I'm Jay Valade.
And we are going to continue our journey through the discography of John Anderson and Vangelis.
Yes, commonly known as John and Vangelis.
Of course, John and Vangelis with an ampersand.
Depends.
Oh, that's so funny.
So when we last talked, we were talking about their 1981/82 album called The Friends of Mr. Cairo, which was released, you know, right around the same time as Chariots of Fire.
81-ish.
Yeah, 81, 82, right? Yeah. I think this came out in 82.
Yeah.
And in America, at least. And the other version in 81. So John does his animation tour. Vangelis becomes a huge international star with Chariots of Fire, and then subsequently Blade Runner almost immediately after.
Right, yes. Blade Runner.
Which are like two sides of the his personality. Chariots of Fire, a very regal sounding thing, and then Blade Runner, a real futuristic kind of synth thing.
Totally, but Blade Runner the more influential.
More influential, but Chariots of Fire the more
popular because it's a more popular song. But I kind of spaced out on Blade Runner, and you really can't underestimate the impact.
Right.
So
yeah. So
John's like, I want to get in on some of this,
which is kind of funny because John Anderson, because we're talking about their relationship and the songs and stuff. John Anderson wrote lyrics to titles of Chariots of Fire.
Oh, okay.
So they never released it together as John and Vangelis or as Vangelis. John put it out years and years later, but Demis Rousseau from the band Aphrodite's Child, who was in Vangelis was part of, had a solo career, and he put it out as a single in 1981.
Okay.
Called Race to the End.
Okay.
Right? And John Anderson wrote the lyrics. Vangelis did the music, of course. And then Demis Rousseau sang the song.
Okay.
John took that song years later, and when the Olympics came out, this is probably 5 years ago, or whenever the last Olympics was, and did his own version of Race to the End with himself, with John singing, and him hiring people to do the music. John tells a story how his son Damien says, "Dad, why didn't you sing that song?" And on the album, you would be so rich right now from just that one song if you had done that. He's like, we didn't feel it was right. The film needed the instrumental, and we were like, no, we're not doing it. Even though we did it, it just wasn't the right thing. And I have no regrets about that. I'm like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
But who knows if it would have been a hit?
That's true.
With singer
lyrics.
On it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Good point.
But regardless, it's just kind of funny because it did become like a little thing for him that they had done a vocal version of it. So at this point, John rejoins Yes. Either prior to him joining or concurrent to that, John and Vangelis do a new album called Private Collection, which came out in 83.
So I think it was right before. Right before. Yep.
So John is in the throes of finishing his animation album, and he does this album with Vangelis, same style as previously, where he and Vangelis get into the studio, and Vangelis starts playing, and John just starts singing, and then they edit it down and re-sing the vocals, and Vangelis adds some flourishes, but. If you know anything about Vangelis, his style of playing, he doesn't like playing the same thing twice. He's like the conduit for the music. He plays, and whatever comes out, and that's the product.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
He just does it, which is kind of funny, and not funny, but very interesting. There's a documentary on him where he shows how he does his things, and it's fascinating.
Yeah, I've seen that on YouTube.
Because he's got these preset things,
but
he doesn't... They're preset in the sense that they're sounds that he has preset.
Yeah.
But it's not the song is already in his head. He's got these things, he starts playing, and then he's go, oh, And he goes, right. click, and then this other sound comes on, and he starts playing something else, and he's like, oh, click, and then he's playing stuff with his feet and triggering these sounds, and it's really fascinating to watch. So I can imagine him doing that, and then John Anderson just singing on top of it. So the first single that comes out before the album comes out is And When the Night Comes, which I found to be the funniest single for them to ever release. I mean, it's a very nice, quiet song. It's in the zone of I'll Find My Way Home. But when he starts singing about a woman needs her sex, I'm kind of like, I don't know if that's his single.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why they didn't lead with He Is Sailing, you know?
Right.
But
so we have And When the Night Comes, and the B-side is called Song Is.
So what's up with that?
Song is a non-album track.
Okay.
Which I didn't know at the time because the album wasn't out yet.
Right.
But it's a rarity for John Evangelis to put out a non-album track as a B-side. But again, a very ethereal kind of slow song building the whole kind of, it's a back harken back to short stories sort
of. Has that song made it to the digital age?
Yes.
Okay.
So, of course, the completist in me is having a fit because this is JV3. I'll Find My Way Home is JV1.
Okay.
I'm like, what was JV2? There, I don't think there ever was.
Mr. Kyra?
Unless they re-released it or something. I don't know, but there is no JV2 that I could ever find. Anybody know what JV2 is, please let me know. I want to hunt it down.
See, I told you, it was for the discography, folks. These episodes are key.
So Private Collection then comes out.
Woo!
It's a very interesting. It's got the lyrics on it. Not as big a fan of the graphics. I don't really understand the picture.
It doesn't matter. So we're talking 1983, and John and anybody who has any relation to Prague puts out an album with one song on one side. Of course, everybody's going to buy it.
So we've got five songs on side one and one song on side
again,
two.
Again, 1983. I mean, the like long songs are long gone. I remember I was like, I don't care what it sounds like. It's like that song's got to be great. You know, it's like 20-minute song. Freaking John Anderson and Vangelis.
Well, it's very interesting because this album is almost the antithesis of The Friends of Mr. Cairo, which is what I like about it because it is pretty mellow. There's a lot of building songs and emotional.
It's got that Vangelis-y cinematic
quality. But John sings with it, right?
His voice on here.
The crescendo.
And his voice, like on the Cairo album, it's just a little too high. Well, it's spots.
In spots, yes. Like particularly on The Friends of Mr. Cairo and Back to School. On this, I think it's great.
Oh no! This album
we start with the Italian song, which I don't even know
if
any of the words are real. But I think that is basically the kind of John Evangelis way of working.
Right.
He might not have replaced any of it. He might
have been like, I can't do anything better than that. Let's stick with that.
Let's just stick with my made up words and then call it the Italian song because maybe one of the words sounded like it was in Italian, unless John will come back and John, please comment and tell me that those
what's up with Italian songs?
Those are actual Italian words.
We'll add that to the list when we have John Anderson on to, because it's the only one on, there's no lyrics.
What? There's no lyrics. And there's no lyrics to End When the Night Comes either, by the way.
Well, you know, there's a lot of lyrics in Horizon, so.
So then we've got And When the Night Comes, which was the single, which did nothing. Deborah, which is a song to his daughter, which is fine.
Whatever.
It's nice.
Whatever.
Polonaise, which is I really love that song.
It builds up. B-side to the second single.
Yeah. Apparently a big hit in Poland. Because it was at the time of their independence and the whole thing, and they had taken a liking to that song. Then He Is Sailing, which
another single with Polonaise,
which is another single with Polonaise on the back. He Is Sailing is a great song.
Of course,
is a truncated version of it, and it's
It's one of their best songs. It is, in my opinion.
Fantastic. Yep. There's a build to it. There's a pulsing to the Vangelis. Yep.
I don't need any of this album, but He Is Sailing and Horizon. So they could have made a 20-minute version of He Is Sailing and Horizon, and this and.
All right.
No. Seriously, if they had made a 20-minute version, somehow it would have been amazing.
So I have the He Is Sailing single, 7-inch. Okay. But for some reason, I needed to buy, at the time, the 12-inch.
Oh, there's a 12-inch, too.
Yeah.
Now, is it a remix, or it's just a
it's the full it's a larger version.
And I see.
And me, because you couldn't listen to it in the stores, like, oh, does full-length version mean that it's the extended version that never made it onto the full album? No, it's just the regular old album version.
What's on the B-side?
Song Is, which was the...
On the other one.
Right. And okay.
So my question is, this is a discography nightmare.
Because?
The numbers are the same on the singles.
No, this is JV4.
Isn't this 4?
Oh, it might be. It's got the X.
It's got the X. Oh, there you go. So we got JVX4 for this. And,
yes.
For the 33, is it 45 or 33? This runs at,
it probably is 45.
Really? Okay.
Well, because it's
one song. Oh, yeah, it's only one song. Yeah, you're right. It's 45. Wow. Yeah. So, okay. All right. So, I don't understand any of this, but...
Anyway, so we get this album. This album... we didn't even talk about side B. So the second side of the album is this Horizon song, which is... it's kind of like a choral thing the first 10 minutes, right? Where John is, the music is just building and he's singing and he's in harmony. He's overdubbing and overtracking his voice a million times.
Well, I would call that the second section because the first section is where the drums and just the single keyboard and then he starts singing. That's the best part. I love that beginning part.
Yeah, and then it builds to that.
Then it goes to the choral part.
And then it goes into the quiet.
It goes into the get up, I get down section.
The second half of Friends of Mr. Cairo where Vangelis is just tinkering on the piano and John is just singing on
very atmospheric.
Yeah. I love Horizon.
Oh, I love it too.
Horizon is a great 20-minute piece of music.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even
know. I love it so much that when we get to another album of theirs, I will mention something more about Horizon.
So I have the Japanese version of the album on CD.
You have all three of those, right?
Yes.
Did the greatest hits come out in that way?
I don't know. Okay. If it did, I do not have it.
Okay.
So that ends the John Evangelis early 80s kind of thing.
The original canon.
Yeah. So
No, it doesn't, because the Greatest Hits comes out in 84.
Correct. Yes. But that the studio output from that.
Right, but to me the Greatest Hit is the bookend to the thing, because we thought that was over and never to see it again.
Right. So John continues with Yes.
I want to talk about this album.
I know. Oh. Yeah, John, it's not 84 yet. I'm still in 83, John.
So cinema is transforming into Yes. 90125
becomes a thing. Owner of a Lonely Heart, number one single.
Trevor Horn is relevant again.
No, Trevor Horn,
is relevant.
Yeah, that people have forgiven him for trying to take over John's spot. He's become this gigantic producer. Produces 90125, number one hit. Owner of a Lonely Heart. John's back in the spotlight. He still, you know, months before does this ethereal album of Vangelis, but is singing pop songs. He's up on the stage. They're touring like crazy. John Vangelis.
Sponsored by Spark Audio in America for the 1984 fall tour.
Right?
Spark-o-matic. I only say that.
Spark-o-matic.
Whatever. Wasn't there beer, too? Was it Schlitz or something?
I have no idea. So, John Vangelis kind of goes on the back burner. I mean, they're still doing little things. John Anderson releases... So then, to fill the contract out, they do a Greatest Hits album called The Best of John Evangelis. So this is taking songs from the first three albums. They might have done some edits.
Maybe.
But there's nothing new on it.
No.
Right? Nope. I think it's an edited Friends of Mr. Cairo, probably.
No, that's the problem.
The full...
I believe it is, or close to it. there's only four songs on the second side, so I'm pretty sure it's the. I think it
does.
Is.
It have times on it? No times?
No, it doesn't.
So they release a 12-inch of the Friends of Mr. Cairo, or of State of Independence. They finally say, oh, Donna Summer had a big hit. We'll release the John Evangelis version as a single. So it's basically the same album cover with different,
highlights,
different color on the
whatever
on
wing,
the thing. Yeah,
wingish.
So it says State of Independence long version and Friends of Mr. Cairo long version. I'm again, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me, because it's the exact same thing as the album. So, they released this album, and it's kind of all the best pieces.
Yeah,
of the John Evangelis canon up to that point.
If you're gonna just get one thing, so when I listen to John Evangelis these days, it's either Private Collection or this. Now, what would make this? When I say this, I mean the greatest hits,
the greatest hits.
Best of. So, I'm looking up here if they have the.
Somehow I managed to get the 7-inch as well.
Okay, Friends of Mr. Cairo here is 11:50, but I mean, I don't even like it, but somehow I know it's around 13 minutes. So I think they maybe, because the end of it kind of you could fade it out. So so I understand that. So I love the best of. Personally, what I would have done is I would have ditched Italian Song. I would have ditched the Friends of Mr. Cairo, and I would have.
You can't.
Then I would have.
It can't be the best of.
I would have had the single version of Friends of Mr. Cairo, and then still ditching Italian Song, and having an edit of Horizon.
Horizon up to the.
Maybe the beginning.
The Peace Will Come Symphony, and then right before it ends.
Right, yeah. So that's what I would have done. That would have made an amazing album.
So John,
I don't give a crap whether Friends of Mr. Cairo is on there or not, because
I know, but it's the best of. You can't not have it on there.
I know it was a single. I know, but like the real question is like, why wasn't Song Is on there? That's like a right. I mean, usually you throw something to make people want to buy it. Think of the Jethro Tull early ones. You know, yeah. MU. It's like you get Rainbow Blues, right? You get a B side on a greatest hit. So. Anyways,
I don't know,
but you never answered the question though. The song is, you said, is available digitally.
We're gonna get there.
All right, I'm sorry, I didn't know it was coming. All right,
so
90125.
90125 comes out.
Vangelis is doing the mask.
He's doing all whatever.
I only
does,
say that
right?
because I love the mask, and it was about 84, 85 ish.
Yeah. So in 1986, I think they got back together and put. Stuff together, but nothing ever
came out
of it.
Okay.
What did come out of it, and I still don't understand this, is John Anderson did a Christmas album in 1985 called Three Ships. And on Three Ships, there's a song called Easier Said Than Done.
Oh, yeah.
Which is credited only to Vangelis. I don't know if that was like a John gift to him, because it's not credited to John Evangelis. It's credited to Vangelis. And I don't know that Vangelis ever wrote any lyrics to anything.
Okay. So what's it called? What's the song called?
It's called
Easier Said Than Done.
So that comes out. Then John leaves Yes after the Big Generator album.
Yeah.
And he does the Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, Howe album.
Right.
And on the end of that album is a song called Let's Pretend, which is credited to Vangelis and John Anderson as well.
Okay.
So there is stuff that they have written, but it's not getting released, and John is co-opting using it as he sees fit, I'm sure, with Vangelis saying that's
Vangelis'
okay.
Vangelis' approval.
Yes.
Right.
So there's a couple moments that are happening that they are still, obviously still connected and still friends,
but not releasing any albums.
When
you hear those, are you like, oh yeah, I could see.
Well, Let's Pretend for sure.
But it's not Vangelis playing.
No, it's Steve Howe on guitar and the whole thing.
But you could
see if you take away the instrumentation on Let's Pretend, it's only like a 2.5 minute song. You could hear that could be like a John Evangelis song.
Gotcha. Okay.
Easier said than done, not as much. So I'm not sure exactly how that one would have played out. So the 80s go by. 89 happens with the Anderson Bruford Wakeman Howe album. And then there's talk about this new album, Page of Life, by John Evangelis, that's going to come out. And it just never comes out. 1991 rolls along, and Arista puts out Page of Life.
Okay, so Union was 91 as well, right?
Yes.
Is that before or after this?
It is
that's
before.
Arista too.
It's before. So okay. I think John probably had the tapes, and Polydor didn't want to put it out, and he gets this.
You want me on Union, you got to put out this John and Van Gelis. He's
maybe
he puts on this leather jacket from the Friends of Mr. Cairo.
I don't know how it worked,
actually, because that makes no sense, because he's was always a vegan. He was vegetarian, so he would not be wearing leather.
No, he was vegetarian. Oh, okay. But I don't think he's
okay.
Vegetarian
anymore. So he
puts
anymore. On his leather
Steve
jacket.
Steve Howe's the only one who, okay. who kept the vegetarian thing going. So John Evangelis' new album comes out in 1991 called Page of Life. It comes out BMG Arista in Europe. I don't even know when it came out in America, because I bought the import.
It's a big year for you.
Yeah, Union and a new John Evangelis album, and I got married.
I know. I was like, big year. Because I was just going to say, like, was this before or after your wedding?
No, it came out right. It actually came out. We got back from our
honeymoon. You had to change your wedding song because. Had to be easier said than done.
Is it love? So this comes out. They release one single from this. Called Wisdom Chain, which is
91. So did you get this from Secret Sounds?
When it first oh yes, Scott
yeah, okay.
was like yeah. I'm like
no, no, this would have been Chris.
Oh Chris.
Chris, yeah.
Chris, yeah. yeah. Chris was like, all right. I'm like, I've been waiting like
I know
8 years for this album to come out. So can you get it for me? He's like, yeah, I'll get it. Who wants John Evangelis besides you?
I got to admit, after a while, he would start anticipating the things we want. See, I lived essentially right down the street.
Oh, I remember.
I would walk up there. I would know when the UPS truck was coming, and I'd be like, the new releases are there, and I'd go up and see what he's got, you know? But yeah, he'd get, I'm sure.
So Page of Life comes out.
Yes, Page of Life.
Does nothing. No hits. No. The single Wisdom
the time
Change
has passed.
Was released, like, only in Germany.
Okay.
It. However, has a B-side called Sing With Your Eyes on it that was not available anywhere else.
Okay.
Right? Again, another... Lots of... This is kind of an interesting thing, because this album has...
Yeah, let's show these, because I can guarantee you, if you know... And these are from 91. This is the deal.
So, the album comes out, and it's kind of a mixed bag, but it's got Wisdom Chain, which is... kind of like a Friends of Mr. Cairo-ish sort of
tempo. I just don't remember the album that much. I listened
Page
to
Page of Life, Nito. which is a beautiful slow song. We've got Money, which is kind of your back to school, but a better version of it.
And a band had already done a song called Money, so what's the fucking point?
Then Jazzy Box, which is basically Vangelis just riffing on like some jazz. And Garden of the Senses, which they... still occasionally play on the spa on
yes,
Sirius
I know,
XM.
Yes, I know. It's funny.
Is It Love, which is not a John Evangelis song at all, which I'm sure it was like a John Anderson solo thing that I think they just threw on here to
get some
radio play.
Yeah.
Anyone Can Light a Candle, which is a nice song that John later covers on his Change We Must album. Be a Good Friend of Mine, which is not one of my favorites. Shine For Me, which is fine. Genevieve, which is about his other daughter, which is nice. Journey to Ixalan, which I really like. And then Little Guitar, which is another Vangelis instrumental.
Not to be confused with Van Halen's Little Guitar.
Correct.
Plural.
So,
okay.
This comes out, does nothing. They don't tour or anything. This is purely a studio thing for them. Wisdom Chain single doesn't do anything, but it's a lot of...
stuff.
There's a lot of stuff on this album.
Of course,
it's a long album. It's not like it's just like a throwaway.
Right.
So I really enjoyed this album when it came out.
Not really. So all the canon, the three and The Greatest Hits. Those are available streaming. This is not available streaming.
Right.
You can listen. You can go to YouTube, and people have uploaded it, but it's out of print, I guess, is the best way to describe it.
Well, that's because it changed the label, and then John later in 1996.
I don't need to do that. I got the glasses right here. I thought it was 8.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, 90. No, 99. Yeah, 98.
98.
Well, 98 and 91. So, 91 was the original.
So, okay. Years later.
Years.
John re-releases Page of Life on the Omtown label, which is associated with, who was it? I don't even know. Higher Octave.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. It was a so new, it's, it was a new agey
new
kind
age
of label.
Label, which he had released two other albums on. But it's a different running order. It's different songs. Some of the songs on the original Page of Life are not on it. And he's added Change We Must by John Evangelis. Mm. And he's added a 10-minute version of Wisdom Chain versus the 5-minute version that was on the other one. Hmm. Otherwise, it's basically the same. I'm not really sure if there's any differences in the mixes. Apparently, this was not sanctioned by Vangelis, is what common wisdom says.
And right, so that, John went ahead and did
that,
it.
That ended their relationship.
Right. John went ahead and did it without any input from Vangelis whatsoever. So I think Vangelis is obviously not being told, but I think... my impression is also it was because of what it came out on. Like, if it had been a major label or something, I don't think Vangelis would have been as...
Oh.
It's kind
of, I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I've
this
I've
is all scuttlebutt,
things.
But John,
but,
John
but
basically...
But then they never spoke again, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think they did.
John has always said, oh, my musical brother, I love him so much. He taught me so much. It's so great because our just singing and playing with him was just... the highlight of my life kind of thing. This came out, and then we never heard another thing from the John Evangelis canon ever again.
Yeah.
So John releases this. I think that's after he did his Change We Must album. So Change We Must is a song that we already know because it's on his Change We Must album, where he had an orchestra and he did some instrumental pieces that he had written, and he covers like Shaker Loops by
John Adams.
Yeah, by John Adams. And then he does some reworks of John Evangelis songs with an orchestra or with strings and whatever. And he does Change We Must, which is the first time we hear that.
Okay.
And then this comes out and we hear the John Evangelis version of that.
Gotcha.
So time goes by. Vangelis puts out his...
What is this?
It comes out.
Oh, okay.
Vangelis puts out his big box set in which he remixes or remasters all of his albums that are not on RCA, I think. So it's Earth, L'Apocalypse des Animaux, China, Opera Sauvage, See You Later, Chariots of Fire, Antarctica, Soil Festivities, Mask, and Invisible Collection.
Connections. This, just by the way, excellent run of Vangelis albums.
Yeah, Disc.
I love Antarctica. I love Soil Festivities, and I love Mask.
Yeah,
Invisible Connection is okay too, but those three in particular, I think, are just really excellent albums. So if you're not really familiar with Vangelis,
I love Opera Sauvage and
I'm saying as a run of like album after like a three for me, this three album run is as important to me as like, you know, Heaven and Hell, Albedo, Pulsar, whatever that.
Yeah. So this comes out, but it also includes Short Stories, Friends of Mr. Cairo, and Private Collection.
Right.
So this is Vangelis remaster of those albums.
Right. Can we see one of them?
We sure can, because John wants to show the fact that it says Vangelis.
Well, yeah. So Vangelis gets back at John.
Oh.
Yes, because there. So, you know, Vangelis did not let anything in this set go out without him approving it. So you have Vangelis Short Stories, Vangelis The Friends. So
Right. Remastered by Vangelis. However, it does say Johnny
Vangelis. Oh, of course it does. Yeah, in the book, and he gets the proper credit. But, oh, what do we got here?
These are just my old
covers. I was like, did they give you, like, we're like back to the Zeppelin box where they're giving you a million different. Okay. So, but there's this thing. What is this?
So, at the same time, he releases Page of Life.
He being?
Vangelis.
Okay.
On Esoteric. Record label, which is a, you know, music arranged, composed, produced by Vangelis, vocal and lyrics by John Anderson.
Okay.
The original Page of Life from back in 1991, remastered by Vangelis.
Okay. So he's like, let's get the original one
out
there.
Now we're back, and it comes with, for the first time,
with
all the lyrics.
Oh, okay.
Which it never had before.
All right.
So it's remastered with all the lyrics.
Well, that's an Esoteric thing.
And bonus track, like Sing With Your Eyes, which was the B-side unreleased track of Wisdom
but
Change.
But none of the stuff that John added.
Well, the only thing that John added
was Change We Must, right.
And then the longer Wisdom Change.
Right, but
which
he's saying, you know what, this is the final say on Page of Life.
Right.
Okay. All right, so it comes full circle. Even if he was upset, he's fine. Well,
they re-release it.
Yep.
He re-releases
it. Yes.
But it also does say John Evangelis on it.
Right.
In the same kind of typeface and everything as this box set.
Right.
Unfortunately, Vangelis passes away in 2022. And unless there's a big treasure trove of unreleased things, which I know there is, they did a whole... There's bootlegs somehow of these recordings that John Evangelis did that you can look on. And it's like another Page of Life.
More Pages of Life. Well, you know, I'd love to get into, I mean, we're running long here. So at some other point, I'd like to hear a little more of your thoughts on, like, you know, he did. I'm more interested in the Kitaro thing. That to me is like, I understand the Vangelis and John. I understand like that. The Kitaro one. That's, you know, because Kitaro is not like, it's electronic, but it's just a whole nother,
It's like world music-y.
That era, but even like the early Kitaro stuff from the 70s, it's just a different sensibility. I guess you could say it's a more Far East sensibility than a European one.
Yeah.
But using the same instrumentation, it's kind of cool. So I definitely want to cover that at some point. Because they played live too, didn't you
see them?
Yeah. So... I'm not saying we'll do a whole episode, but no. I think that, to me, that was always an interesting pairing. And the fact that they played live and they never did.
Yeah.
I mean, Vangelis didn't tour anyways.
No, Vangelis would do an occasional concert, which was like a big thing at the Acropolis Where he
Yanni got there.
Before Yanni. Where he would play these songs and John would come out and sing with him.
Oh, okay.
Like one song.
Right.
Like he did the Italian song one time and then he did something else another time. But it's like few and far between. And if you could find those things on the internet, you're lucky.
Okay. And all right.
It's hard to tell whether it was actually even him singing.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it's the Italian song.
Right.
And
so, and it's
there's only like 900 vocals on the Italian song. And I'm like, well, they got a lot of echo on him right now.
Was the Kitaro a tour or was it for few
shows? Oh, it was a short tour.
But it was multiple shows.
Yeah, multiple shows. Yeah. They were at Radio City Music
Hall.
I
saw them.
John Anderson opened the show, so he played a short set, and at the time...
Do you remember the year?
It was in between, I believe it was, it might have been like 91, it might have been either post-Union or, because he played stuff off in the City of Angels, so he played like Sundancing or something like that.
Right. And was...
He played a short track
in
1987. So
okay,
that was
but that
right,
was a major. That was on Sony, right?
Yes, that was
or
right.
Columbia or
that,
whatever.
That was
yeah.
right after Big Generator, before Anderson Brewer with Wakeman Howe.
Right.
So it was his album
he
that
was
he did
still, yeah, he was
in
still
L.A.
Editing,
with
yeah.
basically Toto. It was
right.
John and Toto.
Okay. Jodo.
Okay. So. I don't remember the date of that. It could even be after Union. I don't remember. But
I remember
I could
you
pull
going.
It out if I could
it doesn't
find
matter,
it.
But I remember you going. Remember, I just remember
that. And it was interesting because then they came out and John Kitaro did like part of his set, and then John came back out and did the three songs that they did on their album together, and they did a new song called The Peace Symphony, which I've never heard since, which was a big like 20-minute long thing.
Where is it?
Right?
Peace Symphony. Anybody know whatever happened to that? Actually, I should look it up because Kitaro may have put it out without John on it or something, you know?
What?
So I'm just going to say Kitaro, Peace.
Peace, Kitaro.
Symphony. If you don't like Kitaro, you can bounce off the podcast now because we're not going to talk about anything else. So
anyway, that's kind of the John Evangelos story while you're looking this up.
Yeah.
It was very interesting. I mean, it was from 1980. It was probably like a 12-year run that they had. If you go all the way to 98,
I'm not finding anything. He's got some things called Peace and this and that. I don't know if he reused it, but whatever. Sorry.
So I've always enjoyed it because it's not Yes, and it's not even John solo stuff. It's its own thing.
Yeah.
And I think the vocal approach on it is so different than some of the other stuff outside of Back to School and Friends of Mr. Cairo, where it's very choral versions of his voice and a lot of build, but then a lot of really stripped down just voice and keyboard stuff that is not always found on a lot of his records.
Yeah, and I mean, at the time, you know, I mean, we bought the albums when they came out. It was great late night music.
Yeah, it was perfect late
night music for when we were like, you know, later high school and college. It was good, very good late night music. So I'd love to hear people's thoughts and anything we got wrong on the history.
Cause please. There is,
particularly that whole Page of Life thing. I'd love to. Somebody's got to know the true story. And this is the perfect venue to tell it. We want to know. So Prague will find a way.
If you wanted to.